ॐ तव कथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. द नेचर् आफ् दि वर्ल्ड्स् इस् दि लैफ् फार् दोस् हु आर् स्कॉर्ज्ड् बै दि वर्ल्ड् दि वर्ल्ड्स् विच् हैव् बीन् अचर्ड् बै दि यूनिवर्स् आफ् ट्रूथ् हुच् वैप् औट् सिन्स् दि वेरि हियरिङ्ग् आफ् हुच् इस् बेनिफिशियल् हुच् आर् ब्यूटिफुल् pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda, a direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna. As I said, there are five Gospels of Sri Ramakrishna. One was recorded by Girish Chandra Sen, a Brahmo, disciple of Keshav Chandra Sen. The second gospel was recorded by Suresh Chandra Datta. Third, Ramchandra Datta. Fourth, M. Fifth, Swami Brahmananda. The chapter, Siddha Avastha, the state of a perfect man. Illumined soul. Very interesting topic. Sometimes we want a sign of an illumined soul. How can we recognize him? That's whether he is illumined or not. It's a very vital question nowadays. There are so many false prophets. But we want to see the signs. Vedanta says there are two ways you can find out the signs. The first way is shashangbiddha. Second, parashangbiddha. Shashangbiddha means only an illumined soul knows that whether he is illumined or not. If your stomach is full or not, only you know. I do not know. Seeing your face, I cannot tell you that your stomach is full. He knows. How does he know? The Upanishad tells us, Vidyate hridaya granthi siddhante sarva samshayah shiyante jasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Vidyate hridaya granthi, the knot of the heart, means consciousness and unconsciousness, that granthi, that knot, breaks. Do you know what that means? Ego is out. That individuality is gone. At that time, this individual consciousness merges into cosmic consciousness. That person is illumined. Siddhante sarvasam, all doubts will go away. He has no doubt. Siddhante chaisya karmani, he has no desire to work. No more desire. Tasmin drishte parabari, when he is illumined, when he realizes Brahman, all ignorance goes away, I is knocked out, all doubts are knocked out, and all actions are knocked out. Shashangbiddha. He knows. Parashangbiddha, We Arjuna, we people, we have read the scriptures. We know the signs of a man of wisdom from the Gita, the signs of a true devotee from the Gita, the signs of a person who transcended the three gunas from the Gita. We know the signs of an illumined soul from the crest jewel of discrimination, Viveka Chudamani, Panchadoshi. All the signs are there. So when you claim that I am illumined, we shall put all the signs on you and check. That's whether you are illumined or not. The second one may be a mistake, but first one cannot be a mistake. Siddha. Perfect, illumined soul. That is our goal. Let us see what Chakur said. লোহা যদি একবার স্পর্শমণি ছুঁয়ে শোনা হয় তাকে মাটির ভিতর চাপা রাখো আর আস্থা গুড়িয়ে ফেলে রাখো, সে সোনা। যিনি সচ্চিদানন্দ লাভ করেছেন তার অবস্থাও সেই রকম, তিনি সংসারেই থাকুন আর বনেই থাকুন তাতে তার দোষ স্পর্শ হয় না। দোজ আর দি বেঙ্গলি ওয়ার্ডস অফ শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ। ট্রান্সলেশন: আয়রন ইফ ওয়ান্স কনভার্টেড ইন টু গোল্ড by the touch of the philosopher's stone, Sparshamani, may be kept buried in the ground or thrown into a heap of rubbish. It always remains gold. Similar is the state of him who has attained God, whether he dwells in the midst of worldly attractions or in the solitude of the forests, nothing will contaminate him. Very clear. That is the way Swami Brahmananda recorded. Let us see how M recorded the same teaching. There are four places he talked about it. There is another, the second one also is similar. Let us read the second one also. Jaman lohar talwar, sparshmani chwale sonar talwar hoy, akar prakash ei rokomi thake. কিন্তু তাতে আর হিংসার কাজ হয় না। সেই রকম ভগবানের পাদপদ্মে স্পর্শ করলে তার দ্বারা আর অন্যায় কাজ হয় না। দি স্টিল সোল্ড ইজ টার্ন ইন টু এ গোল্ডেন সোল্ড বাই দি টাচ অফ দি ফিলোসফার্স স্টোন অ্যান্ড দো ইট রিমেইনস ইজ ফর্মার ফর্ম ইট বিকামস ইনকেপেবল অফ ইনজুরিং আই এনিবডি। সিমিলারলি অল দো দি আউটওয়ার্ড অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স অফ দি ম্যান হু হ্যাজ টাচ দি লোটাস ফিট অফ দি লোড is not changed, yet he cannot harm anybody. This is not a very good way to put it anyhow. Now let us see what in the gospel, how M recorded the same teaching. Verse 4:17. Shankaracharya retained the ego of knowledge in order to teach people. But there are signs that distinguish the man of knowledge. Some people think they have knowledge. What are the characteristics of knowledge? Again, he cannot injure anybody. He becomes like a child. If a steel soul touches the philosopher's stone, it is transformed into gold. Gold can never cut. It may seem from the outside that a jnani also has anger or egotism, but in reality he has no such thing. From a distance, a burnt string lying on the ground may look like a real one, but if you come near and blow at it, it disappears altogether. The anger and egotism of a jnani are mere appearances. They are not real. A child has no attachment. He makes a playhouse, and if anyone touches it, he will jump about and cry. The next moment, he himself will break it. The moment he may be very attached to his cloth, my daddy has given it to me, I won't part with it. But the next moment, you can cajole him away. from each with a toy, he will go away with you, leaving the cloth behind. These are the characteristics of a gyani. Perhaps he has many luxuries at home, couch, chairs, paintings, equipage. But any day he may leave all these and go up to Benares. How beautifully Sri Ramakrishna explained the nature of a gyani, illumined soul, no attachment. He may see that he may be in a luxurious place and having good food, and having driving a good car, but no attachment. I remember once Swamiji was returning from the West and somebody praises his gold watch. Immediately Swamiji gave that watch to that man. He doesn't know that man at all. He did not know him, but just gave away. Because you praised it, so it is yours. Take it. No attachment. Let me see, again in 452, Sri Ramakrishna talked about it. Devotee, does the ego disappear altogether after realization of God? Master, yes. Sometimes God totally effaces the ego of his devotee, as in the stage of samadhi. But in many cases, he keeps a trace of ego. But that does not injure anybody. It is like the ego of a child. A five-year-old child no doubt says, I, but that ego does not harm anybody. As the touch of the philosopher's stone, steel is turned into gold, and steel soul becomes a soul of gold. The gold soul has the form of a sword, no doubt, but it cannot injure anybody. One cannot cut anything with a gold sword. Same story Swamiji Sri Ramakrishna says in several places. In sometimes some places a little bit extra information. If you break a jackfruit after rubbing your hands with oil, then its sticky milk will not smear your hands. While playing the game of hide and seek, you are safe if you but once touch the granny. Be turned into gold by touching the philosopher's stone. After that, you may remain buried underground 1,000 years. When you are taken out, you will still be gold. The mind is like milk. If you keep the mind in the world, which is like water, then the milk and water will get mixed. That is why people keep milk in a quiet place and let it set into curd, and then churn butter from it. Likewise, through spiritual disciplines, practiced in solitude, churn the butter of knowledge and devotion from the milk of the mind. Then that butter can easily be kept in the water of the world. It will not get mixed with this world. The mind will float detached on the water of the world. You have to spend a few days in solitude. If you but touch the granny, you are safe. Turn yourself into gold and then live wherever you please. After realizing God and divine love in solitude, one may live in the world as well. That is why I ask the young stars to stay with me, for they will develop love of God by staying here a few days. After that, they can very well lead the life of a householder. Sri Ramakrishna is talking to Swami Brahmananda's father. He has come thinking that he will take away Brahmananda from him. So he was telling some very nice talk to that. He was a very rich man. And just to, so that Brahmananda, hey, yes, yes, Brahmananda, let him stay with me. He will be a good householder, you know, let him stay with me. Brahman, there's marriage, and there has a son. But he doesn't know what Sri Ramakrishna is doing. He's taking away all desires from his mind. He was a Nityashiddhi, they were really living so, so anyhow. You know, Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated, look, my disciples, Brahmananda was married, Shivananda was married, Abhu Jogananda was married, Advaitananda married, they are not a sub-Brahman. They are illumined souls. He demonstrated. Look, you people think without education one cannot realize God. My Latu, zero education, not a Brahman. He demonstrated through his disciples. Amazing. অন্যায় কাজ ভগবানের পাঁচ পদ্মেশ্বর তার দ্বারা আর অন্যায় কাজ হয় না. হি সেড মেনি টাইমস যোগীর পা টলে না. এ যোগী নেভার হ্যাজ এ ফলস স্টেপ, ভেরি স্টেজি. হি ক্যান সি ফ্রম এ ডিস্টেন্স. Temptations, all infatuation, all these things he can see from a distance. And he knows the cause and effect. If I do this, he knows the result. That is the reason the yogi's eyes, they have an X-ray eyes, he can see the pros and cons. See, he's talking about. Once you realize God, it is not possible for you to do any bad things. You have become gold. You see, this is a very touchy chapter in the Vedanta philosophy. Jivan Mukta. When a person liberated in life, illumined soul, whether it is possible for him to do any wrong things or not, immoral things or anything, murdering or all these things, whether it is possible or not. Vedanta says no. Some people, they pretend, there is some hypocrisy there, I am not a Brahman. And they do all sorts of things. And when they are caught, they are humiliated. In every religion you will find some false prophets, hypocrites. Now, Sri Ramakrishna called very clear. Kuno bhakti paramahansadevan ko jigyasa korlen. Siddha purushole kirup avastha hoy? Uttore tini bollen. Jemon alu begun siddha hole norom hoy, temni siddha purusher shobab norom hoye thake. Tar shob obhiman chole jay. Three. A certain man asked Sri Ramakrishna, what is the state which a perfect man, Siddha Purusha, attains? He replies, as potato and eggplant become soft when boiled means Siddha, so a man becomes tender when he attains perfection. He loses all egoism. Siddha. Siddha, there is another meaning. Siddha means well cooked. Very soft. Well cooked. That is called Siddha. Siddha jal, Siddha bhat, Siddha dal. Meaning well cooked. It's very soft. So Sri Ramakrishna, what is the science of God? He, that person, becomes very soft. Do you know what soft means? Extremely humble. No ego. You see, I have seen some apple trees in Washington State. When there is a bumper harvest, bumper crop on the tree, the farmer will destroy some fruits. Why? Otherwise, all the branches will break. So much heavy, these fruits are so heavy, all the branches will fall. So they cut, the bad ones, they cut, only the big ones they keep, so that the tree can remain, and the, when the apple will be matured, well ripe, I shall sell. They, if the tree is too much fruits, the tree bends. Oh, it's white. You know, I have never seen the willow tree in India. Here I saw in California, and I saw in Grand Canyon. Oh, so many willow trees. I used to tell these willow trees are the symbols of humility. Leaves are all the ground. So the person, generally we see alpo vidya bhavan kuriya, little learning is a dangerous thing. The people, those who have little education, does not know much wisdom, does not have much wisdom, they show that how much learned I am, we will quote the scriptures, and they will pump us and they will show how great I am. But the real wise person, those who have profound knowledge and wisdom, they do not show. In the shallow water, you will find the small fishes. They jump and they play, they jump. But the big whale, perhaps 4,000 pounds heavy, in the ocean, moves majestically. So those who have little learning, they want to display, show that how much we know. But the people, those who have real wisdom, they keep quiet. Siddha. There is a pun on the word Siddha, which is in Bengali, means both perfect and boiled. Let me see what Chakur says is 1:14 to M. M. Sir, what is the meaning of the realization of God? What do you mean by God vision? How does one attain it? Master. According to the Vaishnava, the aspirants and the seers of God may be divided into different groups. These are the Pravartaka, the God Pravartaka, the Pravartaka, the Sadhaka, the Siddha, and the Siddha of the Siddha. He who has just set foot on this path, spiritual path, may be called a Pravartaka. He may be called Sadhaka when on the path, maybe who has for some time been practicing his spiritual disciplines such as worship, japa, meditation, and the chanting of God's name and glories. He may be called Siddha, who has known from his inner experience that God exists. An analogy is given in the Vedanta to explain this. The master of the house is asleep in a dark room. Someone is groping in the darkness to find him. He touches the couch and says, "No, it is not he." He touches the window and says, "No, it is not he." He touches the door and says, "No, it is not he." This is known in Vedanta as the process of neti neti, not this, not this. At last his hand touches the master's body and exclaimed, "Here he is." In other words, he is now conscious of the existence of the master. He has found him, but he does not yet know him intimately. There is another time known as the Siddha of the Siddha, the supremely perfect. It is quite a different thing when one talks to the master intimately, when one knows God very intimately, through love and devotion. A Siddha has undoubtedly attained God, but the supremely perfect has known God very intimately. But in order to realize God, one must assume one of these attitudes. Shanto, Dasya, Shakya, Vatsalya, Madhuranya. Five. Do you know what he is talking about? He is talking about, you have seen God, you have touched God. they are siddha. Siddha, siddha means you have talked with God, you lived with God, you communicated with God. That is vijnana. Knowledge and supreme knowledge, special knowledge. That he is talking about. Siddhir siddha. He also mentioned in another place, according to Shakta, the followers of the Divine Mother, Shakti worshippers, the name of the illumined soul is called Kaula. To the Vedantins, Paramahansa. To the Baul Vaishnavas, Sai. Sai Rupore Nai. That is their culmination of their knowledge. That this is the highest stage you can go. Sri Ramakrishna knew all these things, you know. Siddha Purusha's Svabhav Narom Hoye Thake. I heard a story. News spread that one nun had the vision of Jesus. She should be a saint. And now Pope wanted to evaluate it. He sent a cardinal, please check. Cardinal went and interviewed her from various angles. And watching her life, her work, her contribution, then he came to the Pope back and the Pope said, no, she is not illumined. Why? She expressed her ego many times while talking about Jesus. Expression of ego, I. You see, one of our devotees in Santa Barbara had a friend who gave a book to him and said, look, this is the book of my guru. So he read two pages. He found 24 I. Then he took the Gospel of Ramakrishna and gave to him, find out how much I you find in Ramakrishna. Compare the ego. Ramakrishna could not utter the word Ami, Amar, I and my. He could not utter. Ekhankar, this place, that is the way he went to introduce himself. Ekhane, Ekhankar, here, this place, that is the way Sri Ramakrishna would point out his body and his identity. He could not say. Romarola wrote the book of Ramakrishna and said, Sri Ramakrishna's I died forever. His I was completely died forever. Then who was in Sri Ramakrishna? It is the mother. It is God played through that body. Sometimes I give this illustration. Here is a flute. If there is some stuff inside the flute, no sound will come. The inside must be hollow. There should be nothing inside the flute. Then you can play different ragas and raginis. I is the wall between the infinite and the finite. That wall should be gone. This individuality must go. That Swamiji had an interview with my jam kalve in Chicago. And Swamiji was talking about individuality. You are not individuals. And you claim that you are individual. What do you mean, Swami? I am a, you know, she was old in the 19th century, in the 20th century, she was the, no, 19th century, she was the most famous opera singer in the world, Mademoiselle Calvé, Emma Calvé, was a great devotee of Swamiji. Then Swamiji said, she was almost committed suicide. Her daughter died from burn, from fire. Swamiji advised her, look, madam, you are thinking that you are an individual. You are just like a raindrop fell into the ocean and became a bubble. And you are floating on the ocean. The ocean said, hi, be one with me. You said, no, I cannot be one with you. I must preserve my individuality. The ocean said, billions of bubbles have become one with me. And you are trying to preserve that little bubble individuality. Be one with me. Be one with the ocean. No. I must preserve my individuality. You are fighting about your ego. What a beautiful illustration Swamiji gave. So all the ego you see is just like a balloon. Punch, burst. It is just like a bubble in the water, and you see on the ocean, on the river, on the, we see some bubbles are floating. It may break at any moment. That is our egos, all these egos which we are playing. It is all bubbles evolved from ignorance. You know, the way ego. We find the life of Nag Mahashay, a household of disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. Embodiment of humility. No ego. Siddha Purush. Tar sab obhiman chole jai. That person's ego goes away forever. He is a Siddha Purush. Only God is playing through that person. He's just the instrument. Paramahansadev nije sharirer dike dekhiye bolten, ei ekta khol matro, ma brahmamayi eke ashray kore khelchen. 4. Sri Ramakrishna would point towards his own body and say, this is merely a receptacle. But it serves as the abode of the Mother Divine. Let us see, Sri Ramakrishna says few things about it. In some places he says, here two persons live, one the Divine Mother, another his Jabuti. His individuality is the Jabuti of God and the Divine Mother. Two persons live here, Paramatma, Jivatma. Let us see what M says, age 46. Sri Ramakrishna's cancer started. A devotee, you will soon be cured if only you say to the Divine Mother, Mother, please make me well. Master, I cannot ask God to cure my disease. The attitude of the servant-master relationship is nowadays less strong in me. Once in a while I say, oh Mother, please mend the sheath, sheath means pointing to his body, of the sword a little. But such prayers are also becoming less frequent. Nowadays, I do not find my eye. I see that it is God alone who resides in this sheath. Then in each question, Master to him, every now and then I think that the body is a mere pillowcase. The only real substance is the indivisible Satchidananda. When I go into divine ecstasy, this illness of the throat remains away from me. I am now somewhat in the mood, and so I feel like laughing. He is talking about his own experience to Dr. Sarkar. You must have noticed that he sees God so near him that he always converses with him. When suffering from illness, he says to God, like a small child, "Your mother, it is hurting me." How wonderful his power of observation is. He saw a fossil in the museum. At once he gave it to an example of the effect of companionship with the holy person. Just as an object is turned into stone by remaining near a stone, so does man become holy by living with the holy man. Master, to him, do you know what I saw just now in my ecstatic state? There is a meadow covering an area of 7 or 8 miles through which lay the road to Sihor. I was alone in that meadow. I saw a 16-year-old Paramahansa boy, exactly like the one I had seen in the Panchavati. A mist of bliss lay all around. Out of it emerged a boy 13 or 14 years of old. I saw his face. He looked like Purna. Both of us were, then we began to run around joyfully in the meadow. Purna felt thirsty. He drank some water from a tumbler and offered me what was left. He was talking about his experience of that oneness. Next, Ramprasadigan jokhoni shonen tokhon nutun bole bodh hoy. Tar karon jano, Ramprasad jokhon gaan banthen, Ma Brahmamayi tar hridoyer moddhe biraj korten. The hymns of Ramprasad, songs of Ramprasad, never lose their freshness. Do you know why? It is because the Divine Mother abode in his heart when he composed them. Ramprasad. The 18th century saint was the great devotee of Mother Kali, composed hundreds of songs on the Divine Mother extemporaneously. Sri Ramakrishna sang many of his songs, and he was very much inspired by those songs because those songs came from his personal experience. Ramprasad achieved perfection through singing. One obtains the visions of God if one sings with yearning heart. Ramprasad. We have a movie here, in Bengali movie on Ramprasad. I showed a few times. One day, he was mending a fence, and his daughter, named Sarveshwari, she was turning the thread from the other side, and he was singing and making the fence. Then, after some time, his daughter came. "Father, you finished almost the fence. Who helped you? Can you use it? I was not here. I went to play with my friends." Then he realized that it was the Divine Mother taking the form of his own daughter, helped him to make the fence. That's a beautiful, that he composed a beautiful song. Sri Ramakrishna is another interesting, that whenever he found anything good, beneficial, and inspiring, he would always share with others. So he was trying to share Ramprasad's songs to Dr. Sarkar.
9:24, 9:25.
Sri Ramakrishna asked A.M. that, you know, the doctor, he's a very materialist, Dr. Sarkar, and he argues a lot, and he quite is a very scientific-minded person. So Sri Ramakrishna is trying to bring some devotion in his mind. So asked A.M., why don't you bring some Ramprasad song, a book, and Kamalakanta's song, and there are two small books I want to present to the doctor. So A.M. brought those books, and Sri Ramakrishna was very happy. Now I can present something to my doctor. This world is a framework of illusion. A shangsha dhokat tati. And his friend says, shangsha mojar kuchi. It is a mansion of mirth. Anyhow. That is Ramprasad. Next is very interesting topic. Sangsane anek prakar siddha avastha labh hoy. Jemon swapna siddha, mantra siddha, hatat siddha, nitya siddha. 6. The stage of perfection, siddha avastha, is attained in this world in many ways. Namely, there are swapna siddha, meaning attained perfection through dream. Mantra Siddha, attained perfection through reciting the mantra. Hatat Siddha, attained perfection suddenly. Nitya Siddha, ever perfect souls. 483. Sri Ramakrishna. For many days I cherished the feeling that I was a companion of the Divine Mother. Some souls realize God without practicing any spiritual disciplines. They are called Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. Those who have realized God through austerity, japa, and the like are called Sadhana Siddha, perfect through spiritual discipline. Again, there are those called Kripa Siddha, perfect through divine grace. This last may be compared to a room kept dark 1,000 years, which becomes light the moment a lamp is brought in. There is also a class of devotees, the Hotat Siddho, that is to say, those who have suddenly attained God vision. Their case is like that of a poor boy who has suddenly found favor with a rich man. The rich man marries his daughter to the boy and along with her gives him land, house, carriage, servants and so forth. There is another class of devotees, Swapna Siddha, who have attained the vision of God in a dream. How Thakur described all these things, you know. There are other stories are there about the Siddha. And 206. There are two classes, here he was talking about the other way. There are two classes of perfect souls, those who attain perfection through spiritual practice and those who attain through the grace of God. Some farmers irrigate their fields with great labor. Only then can they grow crops. But there are some who do not have to irrigate at all. Their fields are flooded by rain. They don't have to go to the trouble by drawing water. One must practice spiritual discipline laboriously in order to avoid the clutches of Maya. Those who attain liberation through the grace of God do not have to labor, but they are few indeed. There is the class of the ever perfect. They are born in each life with their spiritual consciousness already awakened. Think of a spring whose outlet is obstructed. While looking after various things in the garden, the plumber accidentally clears it and the water gushes out. Yet people are amazed to see the first manifestation of an ever-perfect soul's zeal for God. They say, where was all this devotion and renunciation and love? In that category, he mentioned about Latu Maharaj. Latu Maharaj, Sri Ramakrishna asked him, Ramdattu, why did you get this boy? He was a servant, illiterate. Sri Ramakrishna saw him and illumined soul. Why did you get this boy? Then he says, in your garden, there was a rock. So the gardener pushed the rock. The moment pushed the rock, whoosh, there is a spring. The water gushed out. Well, here is that person. It needs a little touch. Immediately, his fountain of spirituality will burst forth. That he mentioned about Latu Maharaj. That is called Hotat Siddha, suddenly illumined. স্বপ্নেতে কেউ কেউ ইষ্টমন্ত্র পেয়ে তাই জপ করে সিদ্ধ হয়, মন্ত্র সিদ্ধ। সদ্গুরুর নিকট মন্ত্র গ্রহণ করে সাধনার দ্বারা সিদ্ধ হয়, হঠাৎ সিদ্ধ। দৈবযোগে কোনো মহাপুরুষের কৃপা করে যে সিদ্ধ হয় তাকে হঠাৎ সিদ্ধ বলে। নিত্য সিদ্ধ তাদের বালককাল থেকেই ধর্মে মতি থাকে, যেমন লাউ কুমড়ো গাছে আগে ফল হয় পরে ফুল ফোটে। সেভেন, the Swapna Siddha are those who attain perfection by getting mantra, the name of the ideal deity, in a dream and repeating the mantra. The Mantra Siddhas are those who get the mantra from a properly qualified guru, spiritual guide, and perform devotional exercises according to his directions. They become perfect in this way. The Hotat Siddhas are those who suddenly attain perfection through the grace of a saint. The Nitya Siddhas are those who are perfect even from their birth. They are like the gourd or pumpkin creeper, which bears fruit first and then his flowers. That is a beautiful example of Sri Ramakrishna. Can one realize God by sadhana? Girish. Master, people have realized God in various ways. Some through much austerity, worship and devotion. They have attained perfection through their own efforts. Some are born perfect, as for example, Narada and Shukadeva. They are called Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. They are also those who have attained perfection all of a sudden. It is like a man's unexpectedly coming into a great fortune. Again, there are instances of people realizing God in a dream and by divine grace. Saying this, Ramakrishna sang intoxicated with divine fervor. Can everyone have the vision of Shama? Is Kali's treasure for everyone? Oh, what a pity. My foolish mind will not see what is true. Sri Ramakrishna remained in ecstasy. A few moments, Girish and the other devotees were seated before him. A few days earlier, Girish had been very rude to the master at the Star Theater, but now he was in a calm state of mind. Sri Ramakrishna is talking about all the illumined souls. It will not do merely to repeat, I am he, I am he. There is certain signs of a jnani. Narendra has big protruding eyes, pointing to a devotee. He also has good eyes and forehead. All men are by no means on the same level. It is said there are four classes of men, the bound, the struggling, the liberated, and the ever free. It is also not a fact that all men have to practice spiritual discipline. There are the ever free and those who achieve perfection through spiritual discipline. Some realize God after much spiritual austerity, and some are perfect from their very birth. Prahlada is an example of the ever free. Eternally perfect sages like Prahlada also practice meditation and prayer, but they have realized the fruit, God vision, even before their spiritual practice. They are like goats and pumpkins, which grow fruit first and then flowers. Even though an eternally perfect soul is born in a lowly family, still he remains his innate perfection. He cannot do anything else. A pea germinating in a heap of cow dung still grows into a pea plant. Sri Ramakrishna was talking of Vishwachandra Vidyasagar. He was talking about all men are equals. Sri Ramakrishna said, no. All men are not equal. You did not grow two horns that I have come to see you. You are Vidyasagar. You are Karunasagar. You are the ocean of learning. You are the ocean of compassion and love. That is the reason I have come to see you. All men are not equal. So the Pravartaka, the original, the person who just started the spiritual life, they study, they go and attend the lecture. Second, they take the instruction from the guru, practice japam and meditation and pray. Third, he gets vision a little bit. Fourth, he talks with God. Now there is another siddha, bhuta siddha. Thakur made a joke about it. A man had a desire to become very rich. So he went to his guru. And guru says, repeat this mantra. Then a ghost will come, and whatever you ask the ghost, he will do it for you. So he repeated the mantra. The ghost came and said, you will have to keep me always busy. And if you do not keep me busy, I shall break your neck. That's all. This is the condition. So, sure, cut this jungle, done. Build the palaces, done. What, bring all the treasures in the world. Here are the treasures. Whatever he says, he gets instantly. Then he's thinking, I have nothing to ask him, what shall I do? He was in Jeep Rambo. Then Ghost says, condition is that now I shall break your neck. Then he ran and ran to his guru. I am in trouble, please save my life. Whatever I ask, he does everything instantly. Then guru said, cut the tail of that dog's tail and give to this ghost and ask to straighten it out. So he does that, and every time, you know, he does it, again it's curly, again he does it, it becomes curly. Then ghost was thinking, shall I have to do it eternally? Let us have a compromise. Look, whatever I give to you, take it, now release me. I shall not come to you anymore. That's called Bhutishiddha. But Sri Ramakrishna, this is the story Swamiji said, dog's curly tail. But Thakur said, here, let me see what Thakur said. Wait a minute. 790. There was once a man who had acquired the power to tame ghosts. One day, at his summons, a ghost appeared. The ghost said, now tell me what you want me to do. The moment you cannot give me any work, I shall break your neck. The man had many things to accomplish, and he had the ghost to do them all, one by one. At last he could find nothing more for the ghost to do. Now, said the ghost, I am going to break your neck. Wait a minute, said the man. I shall return presently. He ran to his teacher and said, revered sir, I am in great danger. This is my trouble. And he told his teacher his trouble and asked, what shall I do now? The teacher said, do this. Tell the ghost to straighten this kinky hair. The ghost devoted itself day and night to straightening the hair. But now, how could it make it kinky? He had straight. The hair remained kinky. Likewise, the ego seems to vanish this moment, but it reappears the next. Unless one renounces the ego, one does not notice the grace of God. Thakur got all these stories, you know. So that is Bhuta Siddha. So how many Siddha we found? Sapna Siddha, Mantra Siddha, Hachat Siddha, Nitya Siddha. The another is coming, Dhyana Siddha. Swamiji was Dhyana Siddha Mahapurush. Thakur said that. Narendra Dhyana Siddha Mahapurush. Narendra is a great soul, perfect in meditation. Swamiji loved to meditate. Anyhow, Bhuta Siddha. So how many ways you get perfection? Now you select which one do you want. All right, after this tonight.